merry gentlemen, let nothing you disdain. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power. We were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Good morning and Merry Christmas Eve to everyone. We're all getting put away here and moving on with our service. Welcome so much to Mount Olive Baptist Church on this very special day and obviously this extremely special time of year, as we're all just so joyous and in such awe. And we're so thankful for what Jesus Christ did when he came to us, when God implemented his plan to bring heaven to earth and give us all the opportunity to know him, to have a relationship with him, and most importantly, be able to spend forever with him in heaven because of the work that he did here on this earth. So again, thank you so much for being here. We do just have a few little announcements and things to get started. We have a very special commissioning service today for the mission trip that's coming up. And then, of course, Travis, and once again, you're here with us. So thankful for you and your family to be here. And when it's your time, just come on up, and this pulpit is yours just to bring us God's word as he's laid it on your heart. So just to point out a few things, like we said, there's not a ton going on. Obviously, our big events were more last weekend, but I do want to call attention to the church conference next week, so right after worship service. The budget's prepared, and we're just going to vote on that before we get into the new year, so that's what we're going to do briefly after service next week. And then you can look forward here in January. We have game night and deacons meeting, things like that coming up. I also want to point to the fact Wednesday night, there's not going to be a Wednesday night service this week, obviously, and on January 3rd, because it's right after the new year, we're not going to have family night. Today is also the last day to contribute to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering and with our Christmas card mailbox. So be sure to check before you leave today to see if you've got any cards over there in the ladies' classroom just around the corner there going towards the fellowship building. Also want to point out that the January Mature Living magazines are on the entryway table there if you want to pick one of those up. If that applies to you. So we're also going to go ahead and do our morning prayer at this time. And clearly, you know, Christmas is a joyous time, but there are a lot of people who, whether it's grieving lost loved ones over the last year, it's definitely a difficult time when it's the first Christmas season without someone that's been special in your life. So we need to remember those families who've lost people. And, of course, grief doesn't really have a timetable on it, and sometimes it's even longer than that. So just keep people in prayer that are in those kind of places. Certainly those that are sick or having trouble or struggling in other ways right now. Are there any names we specifically want to mention today to add to our prayer list? Yeah, Mike. Okay. So Tammy Marley's sister's having hip replacement. What day, I'm sorry, Ian? Wednesday. Okay. All right. Any other specific requests we want to call out? Yeah, Joan?
Chris, I just
I think so. Yep, Joan just mentioned Ms. Carol Pickard. We went and caroled on Wednesday, and I know it means a lot to them, certainly, Ms. Carol, like was definitely directing us. But I tell you, those of us that go, it's more of a blessing to us, I'm sure, or as much a blessing to us as it is to those we go to. So thank you all who participated or helped in that in any way. Any other prayer requests? All right, well, let's open us up in prayer today then. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the honor and the privilege, Lord, to be here. We thank you for the blessings that you've given us, this safe, warm, beautiful place that we can all gather, these decorations, the events and the music and just everything, Lord, that you have made possible for us. And more importantly than any of that, of course, you created us. You put us here and you built us. You made us to have a relationship with you. And through Jesus Christ and the work that he did when he came to earth, Lord, you made that possible for each one of us to have direct access to you. All we have to do is to believe in you, to know you, to trust you, and you will live with us. You'll bring us to a place where we can know you and be with you forever. And just today, Lord, may everything we do bring honor and glory to you. May we celebrate not gift-giving and not just, you know, fun times with family, even though those are good and those are important to us, Lord. But the main thing, Lord, this is all about is the gift that you gave us so long ago. Be especially, of course, with those who are struggling in any way, with grief, with other emotional or mental things going on with them, Lord, certainly with physical problems, illnesses. It's a time of year where lots of people can get colds and sicknesses and things like that. Be especially with, the specific concerns that were mentioned with Tammy's mother and with the ones that are in our prayer list and the bulletin, Lord. And I'm sure all of us have other unspoken requests that are heavy on our heart. And just bring your peace, bring your love, and a lot of times bring one of us, Lord, with a helping hand or a kind word into the lives of those people who most need them. And now empower us, speak through us, help us in all we do as we speak and sing praises to your name. In your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. If you'll stand and worship this morning with us.
At this time, I want all the folks that are participating in the mission trip to come down forward. I believe most of us are already just down in the first couple of pews here, however. You can have a seat. You can have a seat. Yeah, it's all right. Except, Johnny, I want you to come up here. and so, Johnny, just remind us a little bit about what the trip's about, and then we're going to have our commissioning service.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. So, about 20 years ago, a group of folks from Trinity School of Durham and Chapel Hill, which is where our kids have grown up in school, felt led by God to help start a small Christian school in South Africa in a township, a very poor area. And along the way, I think in 2013, in fact, were you on that first trip, Noble, in 2013? So in 2013, a Boy Scout troop who met at the school, our troop 880 from Durham Chapel Hill, felt led to go over and put on a camp in South Africa for the kids called Camp Living Water South Africa. And the Camp Living Water comes from Camp Living Water, Bryson City, which is where a lot of our kids have gone and grown up going to camp and have become counselors and continue to go as adults. So this will be the fourth trip to put on Camp Living Water South Africa. And in that, as you said with Caroline, you go wanting to share Christ, and that's what we're doing. There's a whole week of fun with the kids, but daily worship and singing and praising God and teaching. Pam and Jane this year are going, and I think Pam overheard us talking about it and got excited, and they're going to be doing crafts. And I mean, Jane is, she's just done amazing things already. It sounds like, I can't wait to see it. So, but again, every year, as you said with Caroline, you know, I go expecting to share Jesus, and we do, but those kids share Jesus back with us. Their stories are amazing. They inspire, you know, me to do more than just go to work and go home every day. And so that's it in a nutshell. So we're putting on Camp Living Water South Africa 2023-24, and we're excited about doing that. Thanks for the support. There was a love offering through the church, and we appreciate that. That went to our boys to help them pay for their trip and Noble's too. So,
all right. So, what we would like for everyone to do, Johnny, if you just want to go down and either in one of these chairs or in the second row, if you're able, please just come forward. And I'd like to lay hands on these folks, and I'll lead us in a prayer as we do that, just so that we can give them our blessing, we can give them our good wishes as we do that. So anybody who's able, come on forward, just lay hands on one of these folks or on someone that's nearby them if we get too congested up here. You can stand. Yeah. We'll give just another second. Got some important people in the back there. All right, as you're all praying, I will pray and lead us in this time. Dear Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for this special occasion, this trip, Lord, this opportunity that you have provided. We thank you for these folks who have heard your call, Lord, who have responded to that and have given their time, their energy, their comfort, who have stepped outside of their normal life because they wanted to go and serve you and to serve these children and their families halfway across the world, Lord. We wish first, Lord, for your blessings on their work, for the mission that you're calling them to, Lord, that the goal that you have, the lives that you're going to reach there, Lord, just we pray for those children and for their families and for everyone, Lord, who is touched by this, that they will hear your voice, they will understand your love and understand your calling, Lord. They will respond and that their lives will be transformed, Lord, as we have seen in the lives of our own children, as we have seen and heard from Johnny, from the lives of those who have gone before, Lord, just work in them that there will just be power that moves through them, that they will know more of you. They will come to a saving understanding of you, Lord, and give their lives. Lord, that we also pray for blessings on this group. We pray for their safety. We pray for safe travels and good times and blessings in those ways, Lord. But most importantly, just that they themselves will feel you and know you and know that they are right in the palm of your hand and that everything they're doing, Lord, is done through your power and your spirit working through them, that they will understand that they are not doing this under their own power, but through the power of the Holy Spirit working in them, that your mission in this world and in this place they're going, Lord, is so much bigger than they are, but they still play a vital, important role through their willingness to go serve. Lord, I also pray that this whole congregation, not just today, not just as we lay hands on these folks, but through this whole time, as they leave on Thursday and go on this trip, that we will continually be in prayer for them, that we will remember them, that we will pray for the ongoing success, not just now, but for years into the future, the impact that this is going to have. And Lord, as we're celebrating Christmas, as we're celebrating the coming of Jesus Christ to us, may we share Jesus Christ with everyone around the world, that we all can be missionaries wherever we go and whoever we meet, Lord, just work through us to accomplish your work and to bring your kingdom on this earth. In your name we pray, amen. All right, you may all go back to your seats. Once again, thank you so much, team, for your willingness, and thank you all for participating.